Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Murray's been the best thing to happen to my career.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, I said it. Steph Curry. Been the best thing to happen to my career. So I guess I owe Brandon Payne a big thank you also. Brandon Payne is Steph Curry's personal trainer, athletic trainer. Been with him for a long time. Brandon, I know you do a few interviews on here. This might be the first time you've done it with myself and Daryl the Guru Johnson. So welcome.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. And he's also the best thing that's happened to Mike. We've got that in common.
Nice. Hey, man, how long can he play? Come on now.
I think we've still got a ways to go. I'm planning this off season just as I would have planned one, 5 or 6 years ago. So we're not really, we're not slowing down what we're doing in the off season. We still got the same goals that we like to look towards. And while he's out enjoying, kind of the finals and the championship parade and everything, I'm busy working on number 5 right now.
Awesome. Brandon, we were out at the facility not too long ago, my partner and I, and we talked to Steph, and I called you Alfred to his Batman, and he liked that. He got a kick out of it. My question to you is, he's 34, not 44, but the fact that you guys together, I imagine, where you saw, okay, hey, you want to add some muscle, you added muscle, but you added muscle to the degree to where it would work. What was the math behind that?
Well, a few years ago, we had the opportunity to kind of get into a much more collaborative approach between the offseason and end season. So the Warriors staff, they finally had gotten to a point where they had a really stable performance staff. So we were able to collaborate and work really closely with the Warriors strength staff to create more of a 12-month approach as opposed to kind of an in-season, off-season approach. And through that, we've been able to, get a lot more detailed and been a lot more focused on certain things. And he's added some strength. He's added a little bit of size. But some of it has to also do with the fact that he's just kind of coming into that grown man body now. And he's just doing it a little bit later than a few guys have. Most guys typically get into this grown man body around 27, 28, 29. He just got to it, around 33, 34. And that bodes well for his future. I mean, that tells you that he's still got a lot left in the tank. And so, going with more of a 12-month approach when it comes to strength and really being planned out and organized when it comes to what I do with him in terms of skill and skill acquisition and skill refinement, we've been able to put together a really solid program for him that sets him up for success, we feel like, for a long time.
Brandon Payne joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's Steph Curry's athletic and personal trainer. Let me ask you this. You talk about a 12-month approach, and in a way, I get it. That's why he is who he is. On the other hand, it's like, boy, wouldn't a 12-month approach almost be counteracting what you're doing? And I guess my question is, what's the most amount of time off he takes from?
Well, he'll take a significant amount of time off right now.
Okay.
He'll probably take the next 2-3 weeks, really not do much of anything before the Tahoe golf tournament.
Okay.
The Tahoe Golf Tournament kind of signifies the end of his vacation and the time when I start heading out there, and I set up camp pretty much until training camp with him. He'll take the next few weeks, and then we have a kind of a steady ramping up period where we'll start the first week. We'll probably go 4 days, and we'll do 4 days for the first 2 weeks, and then we'll probably add a fifth day in around week three, week four, and we might get to a sixth day around week five, and then he'll take another 2 week vacation where he'll go and he'll take a family vacation, and then when he comes back, instead of starting at a 4 day work week, we'll start a 5 day work week. We'll stay there for about 10 to 14 days, and then we'll ramp back up to a 6 day work week. Now, even within those work weeks, the number of days, not every day is at the same level of intensity, certainly not at the same loading level. So, depending on what we're doing from a strength standpoint, it really dictates what we do from a skill standpoint. So if he has a really heavy day on a Monday in terms of strength, maybe on a Tuesday we go much lighter in terms of what he does on the court. He's on the court pretty much each day that he does strength, but we have to make sure that we're not, putting him in really fatigued situations in the off season, because if you do that, you get to the point of mechanical breakdown if you do too much work. So you got to really monitor the load and make sure that he's in shape enough to get the work done that we need to do to get better.
Yeah, Brandon, I mean, I got to tell you, I find this fascinating, and I'm sure I'm not the only person in the Bay Area. I mean, Steph is, everybody wants to know as much as humanly possible about Steph. So it looks like, okay, he's going to take 2 or 3 weeks off now, and then later in the summer he's going to take maybe 2 or 3 weeks off to go with his – like, when you say take a week, take 2 or 3 weeks off, okay, can I assume he will not shoot a basketball?
You can assume that, yes. That does not make me happy to say that, but yes, you would be correct in making that assumption. It's not my favorite time of year when he's not shooting. But I know it's a necessary part of the process. When you've played as many games and you've gone to the finals six times now, you need a little bit of downtime. Just, mentally you need some time away. You need time to be a dad. You need time to be a businessman. You need time to kind of get away from it for a little bit. But, yeah, he won't shoot a ball for a couple weeks, and then, we'll get back at it. And then he'll take another break. And then when he comes back from that second vacation, it's really, full steam ahead until we get to training camp.
Man, you got we're both fascinated at this. Brandon, I got a question. I know you work with Curry. It's mm-hmm. Brandon and Steph. And I just wonder when your job ends, if it does ever. Like, do you find players coming to find you because they know what you mean to Steph and his endurance? And when Klay came back and you watch Draymond and you're watching the Warriors, do you try to interject and say, hey, maybe this might work? Where are you at on all of that?
Well, Steph takes up a lot of time. I'll be honest with you. Watching game film and making sure that we're doing things in the off season to counteract what teams are doing to give him problems during the season. That takes a lot of my time. I've got a 14-year-old son and an 11-year-old son that are in the midst of developing from a basketball standpoint too. So that takes up a lot of my time also. Players do call, and I have a couple of players that I'll work with for. When Steph's on vacation this summer, there's another point guard in the league that wants me to do a little bit of work with him, so I'll do that. But Steph is, for me at my age, about all I can handle most of the time. Now, when teammates like Jordan Poole comes around sometimes, and Damian Lee obviously comes around sometimes, and Steph Curry will come in sometimes, Michael Porter Jr. from the Nuggets comes in and works out with Steph. So we have other guys, and there's other guys that I will consult with, but I won't necessarily work hands-on with, just because, I'm getting a little bit older now. And so I'd like to be a father, and I'd like to finish out with Stephen here over these next 5 or 6 seasons and see this all the way through.
Brandon Payne joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's Steph Curry's personal trainer. I got to believe what you do is very, very sophisticated. And will there be a point where – you're either putting him through drills or you're testing him and you're measuring where you're going to be able to say, huh, he used to do that better. He used to do that a little more quick. So, maybe we're seeing some diminish.
Well, there's a point in every day where I say that about myself, but I don't think that I'm going to get to that point with Stephen anytime soon. There are things that he does differently and things that he does more efficiently. But the reality is for him physically is he's still gaining power. He's still gaining strength and speed. I know that sounds funny, but he really is. People kind of look at me crazy when I say that. But he's still, you know, moving the barbell with more velocity, and he's, you know, still developing power in his lower body. And so when you're continually, when you're still getting stronger, when you're still getting faster, it allows you to refine and acquire skill more easily, because the reality is we can do skill work all day long. You can shoot. You can do ball handling. You can go out and play one-on-one. You can do all these things. But if you don't have the required strength, speed, and power to execute the skills that you're developing in workouts and games, all that skill work doesn't matter. So, you know, when he continues to get stronger the way he is, it makes the skill work better, and he's still acquiring new skills. We're still acquiring new ways to create space, because at this point, with the comfort and confidence level that he has, he can be very creative. And I always told him that, you know, comfort and confidence equals creativity, and that's where he is now. So we can be very creative in how we're creating space. We can be very creative in how we're screening and getting out of the screens. So as long as he's continuing to improve physically, I don't see that diminishing returns point coming anytime soon, because we're just not close. And I know that [S2] Wow. [S1] Sounds odd, but we're not.
No, we can look at it and tell, Brandon, I believe you. I want to kind of have some fun with you. You know, when you talk about Steph, the basketball player, it's almost like perfection, right? So this year, Brandon, a few times, more so than any other times, we saw him miss a free throw, and you could hear the announcers have some fun with it, like, oh, we're just not used to that. Would you ever fire up off a text, or would you talk to Steph? Would that be fatigue in your eyes? Like, when you saw him miss a couple free throws, is that something that stays with you and you have some fun with, or are you always working like, okay, why is that happening a little more frequently than it ever has?
Well, I don't think anybody hates missed shots more than me. I hate missed shots. It drives me crazy. So, no, I'm glad somebody had a little bit of fun with it. I certainly didn't. But if it was the regular season, I probably would have fired something off, or I probably would have hopped on the plane to get out to the Bay. But given the fact that it was in the postseason, I try as much as I can in the postseason to give him all the space he needs and not – you know, players and even guys like Stephen, when you put things in their head, sometimes it tends to stay there. So unless it's something that's really glaring or something that's really standing out that I know he needs to stop, I'll keep it to myself until the right time. Because again, I mean, it's just so funny. It's no different than hitters in baseball or you know, golfers on the putting green. If they get something in their head, sometimes it can kind of stick there and get in the way. So, you know, I'll leave it alone, but I am going to address it this offseason. I was not really pleased with the free throw performance in the playoffs, so we'll get that taken care of and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I got to do this on the air because my partner is a, you know, kind of wannabe athlete. Guru, what's the most you've ever bench pressed in your prime?
255.
What's the most Steph's ever benched?
You know what? That's a good question. We've never done that. So we focus so much on the speed of the lift. You know, not necessarily the weight of the lift.
Sure.
So we're working at sub maximal weights, and we're more worried about speed. Where he's the most impressive, Steph is the most impressive with those dumbbells and bench pressing dumbbells. I mean, he picks those 100-pound dumbbells up and throws them around like they're nothing. I think you probably heard Kevon Looney or Andre Iguodala talk about it, but you know, he's not afraid to touch the heaviest dumbbells in the room and move them at a pretty good speed. So, you know, that would equate to a pretty nice barbell bench press. He doesn't do a whole lot of barbell bench press, but 255 is a respectable number. That's a respectable number.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Brandon, you're probably too young to remember. There was a time once when the conventional wisdom was that weightlifting messed up your shot in basketball.
Yeah, there's no truth to that whatsoever, especially if you're paying close attention and doing mobility work and you're doing flexibility work through your pecs and your shoulders, then you're going to be just fine. Actually, the stronger you get, the better the easier it is to become more mechanically sound, as long as you're paying close attention to your mechanics.
Brandon, I got to get this one in. And the beautiful thing about sports is you know, you give credit to other people and other individuals when they deserve it. And I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes. You're like, to me, a scientist. And I know Curry's your guy. But when you look at an athlete like LeBron James, and he's 37 years old, do you sit back and marvel at that or appreciate that too? Whoever his Brandon Payne or Paynes may be, do you take that in? Like, this is incredible physically.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you sit back and watch LeBron James, you just kind of, you know, it's incredible. And the people that he works with and you know, they're doing a great job with it. I'm not exactly sure who he does it up with, but whoever it is, they're doing a great job. And, yeah, I mean, you do recognize it. It's funny you mentioned that. Actually, I got a call out of the blue yesterday from a number that I didn't know, from a Chicago number, and I just happened to answer, and it was Tim Grover. Former trainer. They called me just to let me know, you know, that he thought we were doing a really good job with Steph and everything. So that was a great call to get, and it was one that was very unexpected, and one that was greatly appreciated. So you do look around the league, and you see a lot of people in the offseason doing a great job. And actually, I think you see a lot of NBA teams becoming more open-minded about getting players, individual guys, in the room and giving them a voice in the room, not a big voice, but just letting them be heard, because it, you know, taking a more collaborative approach between the personal coaches and the teams is going to equate to better overall player performance. And like I said, going at more of a 12-month approach. So, but all those guys, I mean, anytime you sit and watch an NBA game, these guys are incredible, and they're incredible. The amount of speed and power and the fluidity and the body control and the skill and at the size they're doing that, they're just incredible, and it takes a tremendous amount of work to get to that point. So all the trainers and players that are doing all the great work in the offseason equates to the entertainment that you see for 82 games plus four rounds in the playoffs.
So, like, will he eat a lot of chocolate the next 2 or 3 weeks, like chips and pretzels? Like, does he kind of get off the regimen that way, or he never goes down that road?
Considering he got a championship before, I think the most calories he's going to get in the next 2 weeks are going to come in liquid form.
Wow!
And I do think the alcohol will be flowing a little bit, and rightfully so. So I think that'll be where the majority of the calories come for a couple weeks.
All right. Well, he certainly deserves it. Hey, Brandon, thanks.
Thank you,
it's
man.
A lot of fun, man, talking to you, and continued success with Steph Curry.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Brandon Payne.
Wow. That's awesome.
I could use a Brandon Payne.
But I seen your college picture. You were your own Brandon Payne. You were in shape.
Hey.
No, you were good.
I wasn't fat. I was like John Bagley. Anybody remember
Bagley.
Him?
Bagley.
You don't remember him. Kids are too young.
Why you put me on the spot?
Good.
It's 255, it's 245, 445. It's two on each side, and I would do three sets of 10 by myself, and I'd do the penitentiary style where you put the feet on the chair. I try to show off. So I could still do that. But the most I've ever lifted, I've never done like, hey, Goo, let's see if you could do 450. So mine was 250 because Ernie from Concord. Like, oh, I did 405. Mine was workout weight. And we can go right now, Planet Fitness and in jeans. Yeah. I'll throw it up 10 times.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
No, I'm getting ready for my tennis match. It's dibs.
I was born in the wrong generation.
John Bagley, a little husky. I'm looking at him
definitely.
Right now. A little husky.
Out of Boston College, yeah.
You weren't husky though, Stiney.
No, I was.
Not on the picture I saw. He had a big butt, but other than that,
Steve Johnson. Anybody remember Steve Johnson from Oregon State? Big center.
No beeves.
They called him the Moose.
The Moose.
With the big caboose. Played for the legendary Ralph Miller.
Okay. Look at that butt.
I'd love to just do shows like this all day.
Man, Brent, that was awesome.
That
butt.
That way, yeah, and that way, I wouldn't have to listen to anybody else because nobody else knows what I'm talking about. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. He looks like Steph Curry, but he doesn't lift weights like Steph Curry.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Antonio in Oakland.
Hey, Jordan Poole is very important, man, because he could be like how T.O. was for Jerry Rice, because T.O. like just copied Rice's work ethic, and Poole does that with Curry because that's all I ever hear is how hard he works, man. And I'm not saying he's Steph. He could probably be somewhere between Steph and Jamal Crawford, you know. That's probably a pretty damn good player right there. And please, Jordan Poole, I have a feeling you're going to Debo Samuel our asses with this contract. But that's the hurdle we got to do. But at the same time, we're going back-to-back next year. I'm already fired up, man. We we just shamed all those freaking LeBron lovers on TV, 15 of them on TV, and they can't stand that the Warriors won. They hate it, and it's so unprofessional.
I know.
It's all good because, you know, it's all good, man. We title champions, baby.
Yeah, there you go. It's Antonio.
I need your help to get through the rest of this show.
What's new?
Oh, my, that might be some of your best work. Listen. No, seriously, that was good.
I mean,
good.
If people don't know me and you, they must think I am the biggest horse's ass on planet Earth.
The 415, they all could be in their mom's basement. Sure. And, you know, I got thick skin. But I'm giving Brandon Payne love. And from the 415, and I'm reading it before I get halfway down, I'm thinking it's a compliment. Guru looks like he's been using a Brandon Gain.
Oh my. That's four.
That's a the occasional five.
Fat?
No. No, man. That hurts, Steinie.
510, how come Steph didn't want to bulk up for years and then he did this year?
He got the grown man.
Finally got a work ethic.
Well,
lazy
he's had
SOB.
These muscles.
Never reached his potential for his first 10 years in the league, and then he finally got to work. But nobody wanted to say, hey, Steph,
I'll let that
for 10 years, you got a work ethic problem.
He didn't
apparently, Brandon Payne all but said that.
When you get OG status, like Steinie, you do get that grown man strength, and that's what Steph has. Muscles. Draymond needs to get with Brandon Payne. How about that?
Who?
Dre. Put the mic down. Get in the lab with your... Look at you.
You'd never say that to Draymond's face.
Would have been curious to ask Brandon about the TB12 method. What he thinks of that?
Yeah? If it would have crossed my mind, I might have.
That was random. I wouldn't have been opposed to
it. Well, it's the Tom Brady method for those that know. TB stands for Tom Brady. 12 is number, as you know, Steinie.
Gotcha.
Alex Guerrero, his guru, saw him onto it. Guy's 45 years old, still going at it. Something's got to be...
There's something. Yeah, so, Goo, it's just like, for example, if, let's say we got a call right now.
Okay.
From Mark Jackson's agent. And he said, Mark wants to come on with this guy, Steinmetz. Well, first of all, I'd need you to back off. First off. But you think I would say.
So, like the Jeff Garcia interview.
I would say, Mark.
You went Westbrook in that
You
one.
Wouldn't. You wouldn't be really needed in the Mark Jackson one, is what I'm saying.
Because I'm pro-Mark.
What I'm saying is, I would say to Mark Jackson, let's start right from the beginning. Let's talk about the religion.
I would tell Dre. I did it when
no,
we had
would
him.
Not. You would see, absolutely not.
You're pretty damn good about giving me love.
I said, during
Dre,
the subway.
I'm the one that said it. And you gave me, it was you, man. You gave me love for that. You go, Goo. And I'm doing my standing. Goo. That's how you pause. I got to tell you. You manned up to him, and he respected me for that.
He doesn't know who you are, though.
I'm Brownie's boy. He knows who we are.
He couldn't pick you out of a police lineup. I mean, let's be honest. You walk by him on the street, he's not saying, hey, you're Guru, my dude.
So waves dipping. Yeah, he might.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyway.
How about 510? You need to answer to this. Guru, 245-pound plates on both sides. That's only 225.
All right, 225.
That's Jason from Tracy.
225.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah.
You know what? Thanks for keeping
him honest. For a man my age, doing that three sets of 10, pretty damn impressive. Right now.
What can you do right now?
Three sets of 10 of 225.
I don't believe you.
Well, we can go to Planet Fitness right down the street.
Probably not. I'd rather just say you can't do it and not be proven wrong.
Jeff Garcia interview should be in the Smithsonian. Donnie, you did go. You weren't getting a bid now. You did about three shots.
You know, and that's where, you know, that's where you'd want to go with my journalism background, and I brought you in slowly.
Don't step in it.
That was the line.
Yeah, but I don't
Jeff,
know.
Admit it.
Like we were
admit it. You stepped
in a police
in it,
room. Hey, real quick, I know you like trivia, and I thought about you this morning. So Gronkowski retired for the thick of time, right? And
who?
Gronkowski, Gronk.
Okay, sure.
So him and Brady have the second most touchdown to quarter combo in football. And I thought I knew who was number one.
Oh.
And I thought of you like, I would have never guessed this tandem, and I need to put so much respect on their name. So if I tell you what quarterback and receiver tied in have the most, touchdown passes together – I just knew it was Jerry and Joe.
Okay.
It's not them. I didn't help you out. Who would your guess be? For most touchdowns.
Most quarterback.
Receiver.
To receiver.
Yes.
Connection touchdowns, essentially.
Yes. It blew me away this morning. And I thought about you. I said, I'm breaking this on the show to see if he guessed.
How about
the Rumble of the
game? Well, I would actually have a question. Wide receivers or do tight ends count?
They can do tight ends count.
Okay. Because
Gronk counts how prolific they are. They're number two.
True. I would say whoever Peyton Manning threw the most amount
now
of touchdowns. But I don't know who it is.
But you got it. It's Marvin Peyton Harrison? Manning and Marvin Harrison.
I wouldn't have guessed Marvin
Harrison. You just guessed Peyton Manning. I almost want to give you the prize. Yes, but no, you guess.
No, I didn't get that.
No, 114, Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison.
I saw Peyton come in over the text line.
Now, that's why I wrote. That's why we are boys. For you to admit that, I would have lied and took the glory.
Well, I mean, I was thinking, okay, maybe a Bradshaw swag. We got to go. We got to get off the air. Shoot. I thought it was 3. It's only 2:30.
We are bonded.
What are we doing the last half hour? We're going to try to send Guru out of here in a bad mood. I know that.
That's over.
All right. I'll tell you what. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in. Talk about anything we've talked about. You want to react to the Brandon Payne interview? That was a lot of fun. And tell you what, Steph, no sobriety tests over the next 2 or 3 weeks, apparently. Right. And also, texts are flooding into the text line. Nobody believes Guru can do, I don't know, what, 10 reps?
Oh, my 225? God. The disrespect.
So when we come back, it's all sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services.
This is James Wiseman. You are listening to Steiny. Okay. This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Another fun day at 95.7 The Game. Got a half hour left. We'll turn it over to Damon and Ratto. We just had Brandon Payne on. He's Steph Curry's personal trainer. A lot of fun. He basically, I'll tell you what, if you listen to that interview, it's hard not to be concerned about the future.
You got jokes.
He's taking 3 weeks off.
Oh, man. I thought he was about to say.
Steph Curry's now taking 3 weeks off.
I was waiting on months. He said 3 weeks.
Somebody's resting on their laurels.
What?
Somebody thinks they've made it.
That is, dude. Well, he's got 4.
Easy, Steph. Easy.
I'm waiting for you to finish.
That's it.
Okay. Now, we all have bucket lists, and all of us are different, and some would laugh at some of the things on my list and your list.
Nobody would laugh at anything on my list.
I want you and I, as a show, now why would you do that before you even heard it? Damn.
For effect. Okay. Just for effect. Nothing more.
This is on my list. I've been around. I want to go to the Celebrity Tahoe Golf thing. And maybe we could hook something up, and by that time I'll probably be playing. Yeah. And we go out there, because what, that's around the corner, August or something. Let's do, you say what to that? Like I'm going to go to sales when we're done.
I've played golf at that course, and I've covered that event, so I don't need to be a part of it.
Can you give me the skinny of what you, playing it and covering it? So you saw Barkley out there?
Yeah, actually.
And they're all drinks are flowing, I imagine?
Yeah.
Dude, that's just... And I've been to Tahoe. I love it. I just never been for that.
Spadonia liked this. I had a very long conversation with Yvonne Lendl.
Oh, man.
Way back in the day at the, whatever it was called, that thing at Edgewood. He's very conservative. Oh, my gosh.
Famous tennis player?
Yeah. Very conservative.
Were you drinking?
I was working.
Oh, you were working. So how'd that go?
He was great. I mean, I remember just talking to him for 10 minutes. You know what it was, Spadone? It was at the time when there was a big controversy at Wimbledon over whether you had to wear all white.
Wow.
Because players wanted to start wearing different colors.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Wow, he didn't like it at all. He wanted all white, and he wanted all white to stay all white and not
Jimmy Connors
go anywhere.
No nonsense kind of guy.
Very. Absolutely. But he was cool.
Coaching Andy Murray again currently. Coached him a few years ago. Now he's re-upping his contract with him. Yeah.
Trying to think with Johnny Bench. Talk to Johnny Bench a little bit.
How about Barkley?
It was really kind of interesting. This was back in the day. They'd come off the course, and then there were like two big ballrooms. And one was a ballroom for the players only, you know, the players of the tournament.
All right.
And then there was another ballroom where it was media, but there was food set up and everything. So they'd come off their round, and they'd go into the media thing, and people would come around and talk to them. And then when they got sick of that, they'd go into the other ballroom where the media couldn't be. But a lot of them did, you know, they'd come back, and after their round, they were hungry and thirsty, sat down, ate, given a... You know, answering questions and stuff. Barkley stayed in that room for a while, I remember. Then went to the, you know, athletes.
So that's not the most pathetic thing that could be on someone's bucket list. Because you're looking like it ain't the worst thing you ever said. Well, I want to get out there, man.
Well,
I want to mingle, there's a lot see of Steph, chop it up with our boy.
Well, yeah, you're not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
I know you. You know him. You know Joe Lacob.
Right.
Let's start using the juice, man. Yeah. The juice ain't the juice if you just leave it in the fridge.
You know, let me tell you something about juice. It's almost most valuable when you don't use it. Mm-hmm. Think about that one.
A lot of pulp in Steiny's juice.
Right. I'm like, what? You let it go to waste.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You try to utilize juice, you lose some of it.
But that's the goal.
Can you imagine, like, can
not like that. We don't get out like
that. What are you talking about?
Right. Talking about, he wants to go high. He's like, he thinks his bucket list is to get out there and mingle with Steph.
I didn't say stalk the chef. He knows who we are.
But what do you mean mingle? Like, when are you mingling?
Kind of like where you're talking about the venues and just
go out
there and live a little bit. Like, where we're not working, like, but be around them.
But don't you understand? We can't get into those venues.
But somebody can.
Right. Not us.
I'm gonna work on it. I know some folks.
And what are you gonna do? You gonna beg?
Can I, hey,
he pointed at me yesterday. Can I get a conversation with him today? It would be so unbelievable. He's just a guy, Goo. He's just a man like you and I.
Somebody saw him point at us. I won't say their name, but if I ever need them, like,
why are you running?
The chef knows this, man.
No, he doesn't.
Dre knows who we are.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not perping. He put on his IG us having a conversation about him getting his cut, beard shaped from Brownie. See, you don't tap into it. I was the dude at school that was getting the girls in high school. I know when they're talking about
Steph
you because it comes back
who you
to
guys are, that's definitely. All. You guys had an in-person 20-minute conversation like 2 months ago.
There's a difference between knows who we are
you did a
and
sit down
knows
with them.
Us.
You did a sit-down with them.
Dude.
To where you left out of here like Pat Boone going to a nature retreat, and you were going to sit down with him. How many dudes have done that? Not named Jim Gray.
You don't understand, do you?
I do. And it gets clearer and clearer.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean,
the day you tell me, Goo, I'm ready to use the black book, I'm going to navigate it.
Justin and Gilroy.
You know Jordan Poole is Tyler Gill. Those guys are homies.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Justin wants to talk to Guru about Lake Tahoe. All right.
Hey.
Cool.
Hey, Stein, you're starting to sound like Ratto, dude.
Yeah, well.
You're pretty negative.
Oh, wow.
You don't know the half
Guru,
of it.
I appreciate that bucket list item. You're not wrong, man. It's fun. The 17th hole, the par 3 up against the water.
Wow.
Saturday, for sure. Friday, they got boats lined up out there just pumping music.
Oh!
People are throwing footballs with Sharpies on them to all the players walking
right
down the fairway.
That's what I'm
signing
about.
Them, throwing them back. People are jumping off the boats to catch it. Everyone's got drinks flowing.
Right.
That's
and
it.
Then Saturday after the round, they do go into town. It's not unheard of. We went to California Burger and center of the restaurant. We got Steph, his dad, Joe Pavelski, a bunch of the Bay Area finest out there just eating dinner together. And Steph, of course, in Steph fashion, took a picture with me and my wife.
Right.
As he left the restaurant to get into his bus, there's a whole line of kids. Wanting autographs and pictures and stuff, and he
was one of them.
Five minutes later, he walked right back out of the bus and started taking pictures and signing things for all the kids. So
I'm getting chills.
Gotcha.
That's all I want.
We think he is, and it was a blast.
Not going up to. Hey, excuse me, the Currys. Can I talk to you?
Well, what would you do? You said you wanted to mingle. That means hang out for 15 to 30 minutes.
Well, you know what?
When the hell is that going to happen?
Well, I want to play. That ain't going to happen. But I'm with you. You know, we just kind of just soak it up. Have a credential on.
You know what? And this is you're going to think I'm very harsh.
No, I'm not, because I know this ain't easy. Go ahead.
This, the 510, I'm just, he's right.
And it, but Guru, I'm a, read it.
The celebrity golf tournament, thank you so much, 510.
Oh.
Guru, the celebrity golf tournament is for celebrities.
Okay, but.
And I'll say this, I won't even put it on you. And you guys aren't celebrities,
and
even
that,
though he said you're not.
I hope this didn't come across. That's why it's on my bucket list, because then we'd be equal. I just want to be around that in that beautiful terrain and scenery up there, man.
That's parasitic.
I didn't say I belong. I'm not.
It sounds a little needy. A little pathetic. That's all.
Wow. Wanting to go to an event like that? Like I wanted to go to Bottleneck just a couple months.
That's different. Did you want to go to Bottleneck to hang around Ed Sheeran?
No, they had Too Short, 40, everybody up there. I wanted to watch a concert and just get lost in it.
That's different than mingling with Steph Curry and playing a round of golf with him. Go to the Celebrity Tahoe Open. And you know what? You can go on number 17.
See,
just like our guy said. And you know what you can do? Hey, Steph! Guru here.
I'll get thrown
out. I did an interview with you. Remember? And then he looks at you and goes, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, you don't get thrown out for that, though, huh?
No, not at the celebrity. I don't think you do.
Well, that might be where I need to be.
And, you know, now the guy struck a chord saying I'm not in a good mood. I do think the thing that's cool is when they throw the footballs to the guys driving off the boats.
That's all I'm talking about.
Well, I could say, you know what, that's kind of cool. Like, if you were, you know, Steiny, you know what's on my bucket list? What? I'm out in one of those boats in Tahoe, and Romo, or Aikman, one of your favorites,
okay.
They're on 17, And they throw me one, and I jump off, and I catch it and dive into Lake Tahoe. You know what? Okay. I got you. That's not bad. It's not bad.
You kind of ruining it for me.
Yeah. You need a new bucket.
Yeah.
Aaron in Oakland. What's going on, Aaron? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, fellas. You guys told me, I don't know, probably around game four, make sure I call back in. Because I said the Warriors were going to run the table, that we'd see the best Boston had. And then I went to New York for a week and led a retreat. I just got back yesterday. I just finished watching all the games. And my main thing that I called in to say was, it ain't that I'm right and I'm gloating. I knew they was going to run the table from there on out. It is time for the management and the ownership to be loyal to these players and to pay them what they're worth. Don't let these dudes start jumping ship and getting contracts and going somewhere else. It's time for us to really take care of our team. We got some young talent. I'm worried about the off-season management, and they're seeing who they can let go and who they can't and really trying to manipulate money. We've been loyal. The fans been loyal. The players been loyal. It's time for the owner and the management to stick to their guns and take care of us, man. Keep us happy. That's all I got, fellas.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
But real quick to that, why has Aaron seen anything from Mr. Lakeup and Company that wouldn't have this continue?
Well, can't continue. It can't. Now, it may continue through this offseason, but it can't continue.
But
we all know that.
I'm being real, not a smart ass, and we're having a great show.
Oh my God.
How long have you thought that this was going to end? Honestly, like, could somebody say, hey, Steiny, I think you thought this thing was going to end 2 years ago.
I'm not answering this. I've answered it 72 times. What do you mean? I actually knew they were going to come back and win it. Actually, you know when Curry missed 60 games?
Yeah.
Even then, I was like, this team will come back and win a title. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
They started out 18-2. I was like, man, maybe are they this good?
Man.
Everybody wants to.
And I got something. I'm put you in a good mood.
Go ahead. Give me whatever you got.
Reinsdorf, and I said this, and we were up against it. Reinsdorf is the real culprint. Whatever he
anybody
had going
but Michael
on,
Jordan, I
he could have went and ripped up and took care of Pippen, and to me that started the poison. But he didn't.
No owner would have ripped that contract up.
If you had experienced the winning that you had, and you're looking at a top 50 player, a guy, I mean, like, why would you just hold his feet to? Now Pippen takes ownership. He messed up, but damn, you knew what was going on in the dude's life. Did you really have to stand your ground and do that to S Fly, as I used to call him? So I believe I'm saying Kraus was just doing what his boss was telling him to do. I feel better.
Yeah, because it's easy to go renegotiate a contract in the middle of it. Every Tom, Dick, or Harry can do that, right? Why don't you go see if the Hegan will give you a raise right now because you got lowballed. Trying to think of what he'd say.
Look. Dibs gave me a one for my Nats.
Congratulations.
Ones are failed.
Congratulations. Oh, man, what do I have on my list here? I got some stuff on the list here that we haven't even gotten to. Jordan Poole's your MVP this season.
We were having some fun.
Yeah. So you want to back out of that?
I'm over this conversation. Okay. You stabbed me in the back.
Oh, I stabbed you in the front.
The way you brought it up before.
I stabbed you in the front. I told you.
Yeah. I'll be ready for you Monday.
There were three things. Mm-hmm. There were three things that you said in the pre-show meeting. Each one, I'm like, huh, this could be pretty good. This would be a good topic. All three of them,
I'm gonna tap into it. I'm going to grab it like a grizzly bear.
All three of them, you backed off of. Now you leave me hosting a show.
I got you.
I don't even know where we're going.
I'm going to tell you where we're going.
You guys seem to peter out that last hour.
No. Well, listen, if you said, Guru, what did you take the most pleasure in this year with the Warriors?
I don't care.
But I talked to myself. And that's why Jordan Poole came out to producer E and you. I ain't backing off on my statements.
Yeah, you are.
I know who runs this.
God.
But at the end of the day, Jordan Poole saved this team.
He can use all the words you want.
Clay wasn't ready.
He
just went into the starting lineup and he showed us.
It was right about 3 hours ago, almost exactly to the minute, 3 hours ago, Steiny, I'm telling you, Jordan Poole's the MVP this year. I know people I say Curry, but like, yeah. Jordan Poole's the MVP.
Long as that makes you feel better. Just keep rubbing my face.
So am I a liar? So I'm lying about this?
No, you're bending the truth. I was giving you something to have some us to something to have some fun.
Well, we would have had fun, but now if you would have stuck to your guns, no. And we could, and I wouldn't have been so.
See, that's the whole beauty of me. There were no guns. The guns and the bullet and the ammunition was Steph.
You don't believe it.
Why
anything.
Did you bite on all the things I get you to bite on? That was the one that stood out. But now,
well,
I think
it was either that or you could beat Dibley in tennis, which you can't. And I said yesterday you couldn't.
So if you honestly. Mm-hmm. Right now, today, if you had to bet on him and
I would bet on Dibley.
Well, I'll tell you what, my boy Tyshawn, who is just Don King of putting things together, sent this text, and this is where it's going to happen. Just let me get it. I am so tired of this station and my peers saying what I can't do physically.
Are we going hard court, grass court, clay?
It's the tennis showdown at the Cabello Tennis Courts. It's trending on Twitter. I didn't read that part.
Oh, that's got to make you happy.
What if I'll bet you anything I beat him?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, what do you want to bet? Pick. You said anything.
$100.
I'll bet you $100.
Yeah, that Dibs won't beat me in tennis. And we did. Yeah.
You know what? I hate to do this, but can somebody cut that? Otherwise, it will not have been said tomorrow it's when done. It gets brought up again.
It is done.
I will bet you $100.
And I'm going to hang my head high if I lose.
That's great.
But I think I can beat
him. And I'm going to have my hand out when you lose.
When I get home today, kids, where are we going? Tennis.
I've not been grumpy since let me tell you
Dude,
something.
You, go ahead. I'll let you
Let
do
me tell
this.
You something.
I don't like
I
either.
Love the Warriors. I love them.
They love you?
I was thinking about this 10 years ago. Your boy Steiny was at NBC Sports Bay Area.
Look at
They him. Were running me into the ground. I was like, man, I know I'm really good at this, but I have kids. I've got to start spending some more time at home.
It's real.
I cannot be away from the house 7 days a week.
I got
15 hours
a
day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't continue it.
It's real.
It was too much stress, and I walked away from NBC Sports Bay Area.
And you were going, you were following the team.
Yeah. And then Joe Lacob bought the team. I was like, you know what? Time to get back into it. Yeah, got back into it.
Look at Steiny. You should write
Joe,
a book.
And Joe, I'm not disciplined enough.
Have somebody write it for you.
And Joe Lacob has taken me on a magical ride.
Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Us, you mean?
Well, mostly me.
This is a show.
Mostly me.
You could do like Marcus Thompson. Curry didn't write his own book. Marcus wrote it.
Right, but Marcus wrote the book. I can't write a book.
That's why I said
I'll tell you what,
somebody that can do that.
That would be me because I have written in the past.
See, that's the problem.
I've got no interest in writing down anything.
To share with the up-and-coming
tell you what,
writers?
Here's the way the book would go.
And I'd be the last chapter. You and me.
You're not in it.
Dude, they doubted us.
Who?
The streets.
Nobody even knows who we are, even now.
That's the title of the book, They Doubted Us. That'd be great.
Producer E, help me.
You're telling me Guru can't write the foreword?
Man! Not even me writing, just...
What I'm telling you
is... We weren't going
to
make it.
I got a million stories. I just have no discipline to put them on paper. Now, if someone wants to come over to my backyard while I drink beer...
But somebody
and
will.
Then ask me things that they think would make a good book...
I can do it.
And transcribe what I say and put it into a book and split the money...
It would work, Donnie.
I'll do that. I don't like it. But I can't... I'm not sitting down in my office typing away.
Right. And then on the days are over.
2010,
right.
Joe Lacob bought the team amid a Bay Area that just couldn't believe that Larry Ellison would not be the owner. Larry Ellison, of course, one of the richest men in America.
No, it would not.
Thank
it would be
you.
Your story.
Thank you, 650. You're brilliant. I haven't updated my blog in 7 years. How am I going to write a book?
People say I'm plus 260.
I don't even know what that means.
The bet with Dibs. So, wow.
I got a lot of people wanting in on this action, though, on Dibs. Mm-hmm.
Now, you love to say that the way you said
it. Dude, he played tennis. You know that,
I'm taller. Can I? We just talked about the weights. You think I'm stronger? Would I get the nod on that? So my serve
I can't
is going to be something to be dealt with. That's what I got going.
Two of the taller men athletes in tennis the last 20 years, John Isner and Kevin Anderson, didn't win anything.
Good call.
Roger Federer, 6'1", Nadal, 6'0".
Every time
Djokovic,
I think Spadoni is my little brother, man, he'll stab me. But those were just facts.
7:07, now that we are just, what do you mean by? Oh, it's 54!
See,
he's on here. Oh my God, I thought it was 49! Is Steiny saying he would be doing Warriors pre and post on NBC in place of Bonte? No. No, Bonte's a host.
You were on
I was an analyst.
You were Roz.
There's room for both of us. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. I'll miss you. It's good to see you, man.
Whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.